All right, folks, it is the fourth hour in this historic broadcast live from Bilderberg Group 2008. Alex Jones has just done an amazing job. We just left you with some bullhorning. But we have an amazing guest with us right now. She has an incredible voice. She's been on MTV with her song Revolution. I guess they kind of nixed her album, though, which kind of sucks. And, of course, she has the unofficial Ron Paul one that we just played. She's smoking hot, too, guys. It is Amy Allen. Thank you for joining us, Amy.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. And I just got to tell you, I love your message. I became aware of you about, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago when someone posted your video on my MySpace page. And, I mean, you talk about a lot. I mean, you talk about the Bilderberg Group in that song.
I do talk about the Bilderberg Group, and nobody else seems to be talking about it. I mean, Alex Jones does, which, you know, is awesome. I'm a huge fan.
Oh, excellent. Did you just hear Alex bullhorning at Bilderberg?
No way!
Yeah, they're over there live right now, and if you go over to wearechange.org, they got a live video feed.
Oh.
And, yeah, they got a couple hundred people out there. They got about 30 people outside right now, but a huge turnout, and it's so much of a turnout that the Bilderberg actually put out their first press release ever today. And it's a paragraph long. We read it earlier. And, of course, they're meeting in secret for our good, Amy. It's not
yeah.
to plan anything bad. And they say, well, there's not going to be a press conference, and the only reason that they're meeting secret is so they can talk openly and honestly. Now, why can't they talk openly and honestly about policy that's going to be passed in this country in front of the American people?
Yeah, and why is it just so – I mean, this is amazing that they're doing a press release since, what, just – a few days ago, Hillary had no idea what anyone was talking about.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Hillary doesn't know what Bilderberg is. She's been confronted on it a couple of times. Her husband has admitted to going. They even released the list this year. And let me name off some of the people that have been confirmed. Of course, Ben Bernanke, Federal Reserve Chairman, is there. Then we have David Rockefeller, like we always do. Paul Wolfowitz. Condi Rice is there officially. Tom Daschle.
It's just nauseating.
It really is nauseating that people that are even supposed to be on the quote-unquote other side of the spectrum, like Daschle, former Senate House Majority Leader for the Democrats, is there. You know, it just proves again and again and again that these two collude behind closed doors. They're going to have this big meeting of 125 to 140 people. We're going to pay for their iPods. I don't know if you saw that story.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, we're going to pay for their
iPods. I just want to know what music they're listening to. I mean, is it just...
Hopefully it's your
player, or like, what are they listening to?
It's probably pretty satanic hardcore. Anyway, so they're going to have this meeting, and this weekend with these people. Now, in a month, they're going to get together at the Bohemian Grove, where there's 3,000 of these people, and then they're going to dispense their agenda throughout those 3,000 people through compartmentalization, and then they're going to dispense it to their minions and so on, with only a partial part of the picture being known to each of these people. And, again, they're deciding what's going to happen in our country for the next 12 months. And it's tragic to me. It's tragic to me that more people don't know.
It is, and that's exactly why I wrote the song. It's because I, you know, in talking to people, they just don't know. They just don't know about Bilderberg. They don't know about the global elites and the fact that they want to take our sovereignty and our constitutional rights. And they literally have the agenda of the North American Union. People don't know at all. And it's just like, it's so frustrating, and it's devastating to watch our country just sort of being brought to its knees systematically.
Yeah, through incrementalization. So what woke Amy Allen up? What was it that have you been doing this for years? Have you always looked into this? Was there a certain film or book or television show?
No, I've always even going way back to high school, I actually spoke on C-SPAN.
Really?
To in front of Congress about the decriminalization of marijuana. I've always sort of been an activist and wanting to create change, you know, and to get people to wake up. But when I was on Elektra Records,
mm-hmm.
What really sort of was interesting was I would pose questions about political questions about things that were going on.
All right,
on.
Hold that thought because we have to go to break. We have Amy Allen, Start a Revolution. We'll be back after this. Infowars.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. it is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for a special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back at the Command Center in Austin, Texas. I am Jason Burmis, subbing in for Alex Jones at the moment. I want to remind everybody to go to InfoWars.com and pick up some of the videos, make copies, hand them out, get Terror Storm, get Martial Law, get my film, Loose Change Second Edition or Loose Change Final Cut. Make copies, hand them out. We need to wake up the masses. And we were talking about your time with Elektra Records and what set you off there, Amy.
Well, what happened was, is in on a, being on a major label, is they really, I mean, they threatened me with not talking about politics. I mean, they basically said, like, we're not going to release the record if you continue.
And this is, I'd start a revolution if I could get up in the morning.
Right. Mm-hmm. And what happened was, is that because I had the word revolution in my title of my song, there's a lot of people that would go on my message boards and talk about revolution. And right after 9/11, the CIA called my record company and said, you have to take her message board down, or she has to either stop talking about what's going on, or using the word revolution, or else. I mean, I don't even know what the threat was.
So total censorship.
Huh?
Total censorship.
Total censorship. So I got a call from my label saying, you have to stop being political. We got a call from the CIA, and I was just, like, blown away. I couldn't believe it. I was like, really? You know, and so that really, so as soon as my record label folded, you know, I thought that, you know, doing the Ron Paul song was just such a release for me because, I could finally, like, say what I wanted to say without, you know.
So they, effectively censored you for almost 5 years?
Oh, well, yeah, well, they would not let me sign with another label. They held me, you know, hostage.
Well, you're obviously very, very talented, and that's probably why they don't want this type of message to get out to the masses. And it's through song and pop culture that we really are able to wake up the most amount of people.
Exactly. And I'm so happy that, you know, the video's had the response that it's had, that, you know, we just basically, you know, we just had to do it. You know, when we watched Lucian, who's the producer of the song,
mm-hmm.
We're really good friends, and we just sat there and watched From Freedom to Fascism together, and we watched parts of Zeitgeist, and we were just like, you know, what are we going to do? And we were sitting there in our house, and we just looked at each other and like, gosh, I wish there was just something we could do. And there was silence. And then we just looked at each other and just laughed, and we're like, let's do it. Let's do it right now. Let's just write a song right now. And because there was no other choice. It's like we had to say something.
So everybody in that video pretty much worked for pro bono, and it's an awesome video, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, what we realized is that, you know, I live in West Hollywood, big gay community,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of my friends are gay. Almost all my friends are gay guys.
Okay.
And if you're watching the mainstream media, you know, they'll tell you that, you know, that the gay community is for Hillary Clinton,
mm-hmm.
and that just wasn't the case,
mm-hmm.
and that's just not the case, because there's a huge gay community for Ron Paul, because they understand, you know, they want freedom just as much as, you know, the next person. And they knew they could get married and there'd be so many more rights because the government would stay out of religion, which is what marriage is, religious ceremony.
Absolutely, less government intrusion in their lives.
Exactly. And so pretty much everyone who worked on the video was just super into Ron Paul, and they're like, let's do it, let's go. We got, you know, with cinematographers and lighting, we got free everything because everyone wanted to help get the message out, and it was just so refreshing and just an awesome, awesome display.
And then you're also friends with the Suicide Girls, because they make a little bit of an appearance too, right?
Well, I host, I'm not a Suicide Girl, but I host a show on Indie 103.1 called Suicide Girls Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get a chance to say, you know, a lot of my, take down the New World Order on the radio show.
What's that, on FM?
Yeah, 103.1 FM in Los Angeles.
Killer.
But the Suicide Girls, I mean, they're, you know, I had to compete with the hip hop music videos.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm kidding. I wanted to have the Suicide Girls on there because they're like punk rock and.
Hey, a little sex appeal never hurts, right?
The sex appeal, get people's attention, you know, because mm-hmm. if people are a little dumbed down these days. If I, you know, show a couple of cute girls in bikinis, maybe they'll listen to my message about the Bilderberg group. but yeah, they're punk rock, and they, you know, the owner of the Suicide Girls had, you know, bikinis made up that says, you know, Ron Paul, you know, Suicide Girls love Ron Paul. Like, just had them made them up just, you know, for free, just because they're all, you know, he's about smaller government, and they're about, you know, they're just, you know, Ron Paul is the punk rock candidate, and he is the voice of the people who really want real freedom, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm absolutely with you. In fact, you know, I just got down to Austin, Texas a little less than 2 months ago for the very first time, and I'm from New York, and although there was a big, you know, Ron Paul movement in my community in New York, I never expected to come down here and just see Ron Paul on all these cars. I saw young people wearing Ron Paul T-shirts with ties on. I mean, I was just shocked that many people, especially younger people, you know, like UT kids, knew that Ron Paul was the only candidate that was going to offer freedom, the only candidate that was going to get us out of Iraq and Iran, the only candidate that was going to limit government, and the only candidate that's not a globalist.
Yeah, with a CFR agenda, and, you know, the war on drugs is just, and that's just been a huge issue for me for many years. I just think it's so ridiculous.
No, I'm with you there. Have you seen American Drug War yet?
No.
Oh, you've got to see American Drug War. It's done by Kevin Booth, who used to manage comedian Bill Hicks. But it's got Tommy Chong. We had him on the program a couple times in the last few weeks. And it's also got Celie Castillo, who helped run the drugs for this government into this country. They got Jack Arpaio. They also have Barry McCafferty. It's just a very well documentary that really peels back the layers on how we ship in the drugs, and then we prosecute the users, and we have them work for slave labor wages in our privatized prisons.
Exactly. I couldn't have put it better. Thank you. Exactly. I'm going to, first of all, I love Bill Hicks. just have to say that. But American Drug War, we'll definitely check that out.
Definitely have to. It's an excellent movie. It's got a great cover. We actually carry it over at Infowars.com for the listeners. And I think that it might even be posted over at PrisonPlanet.tv. Go check it out. So what's the future for Amy Allen? Are you going to put out a new album? Are you going to sign with a new record label? I mean, I'm
no.
sure.
I'm definitely not going to be a slave to any record company. I'm starting my own company and just releasing my music on my own. That's just the best way to do it. I mean, I released an independent album called Scott and Amy. And it just won Best Punk Song of the Year, a song I wrote called Miss America. We finished that, and now I'm just doing solo work. Just my own material, going to release it myself, not going to have any label tell me what I can say, what I can't say. And it's a big relief, you know?
No, that's amazing, and it is through art and song that we're going to reach the masses. It's Scott and Amy, and people can download that. They can go get a heart. How do they get
they
that
get
out?
Scott and Amy, well, Amy, for the listeners, spelled A-I-M-E-E.
Mm-hmm.
And Scott and Amy, you can get that on iTunes. On Amy Allen's MySpace, you can get the Ron Paul song for free. So I'm just giving it away. I just want the message to get out there. They can buy it, or they can get it for free, like whatever they want.
Yeah, you know? Well, I hope people do support you because, what is it, Sidetracked Records is your new company?
No, Sidetracked Records is independent, just like a small company that we formed for Scott and Amy.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just for that particular record. But my particular record label is not named yet. So.
Well, I hope you come up with a good name because it's great music. It's a great message. And, you know, actually California is one of the more active places. I spent a little time out in Hollywood myself, and I went out to the big Hollywood protest last summer. There's a lot of awake minds out there, maybe a little left-leaning, I guess, but as we expose them more as globalists, I mean, even in your song, you're talking about the Verichip. You even talk about the Mark of the Beast, which I found shocking, you know, the 666, the fact that these people are into weird stuff like numerology and paganism and their Bohemian Grove Club. But what really does scare me is that the Verichip is very real. And just a few weeks ago, one of the people that likes to go after loose change and debunk loose change is on the forums all the time. He is a military guy, and he got called into the office, and he said, all right, you got to go for a checkup. And he wasn't due for one for 5 years. He checks out in the checkup, and then all of a sudden they stamp this thing with RFID. And the next Thursday, he had to take the chip, and he had no choice. It was either that or get court-martialed and go to military prison. You know, I wish I was making this stuff up.
I know.
I'm not.
Unbelievable.
And, yeah, no, this is one of the debunkers, and even he was really disturbed by it, and about half the people that normally attack us and would have gone after us just kind of stopped posting altogether because my producer, Corey Rowe, who is a former soldier who was both in Afghanistan and Iraq, had just given a speech after one of our screenings about how they were chipping soldiers. And it's not just soldiers. I mean, back in 2004, we had members of the Mexican government, about 140 of them, take chips in their arms for security reasons. And now Mexico is proposing getting rid of their passport for other South Americans. Basically, if you live in Guatemala and below, you're going to have to take an RFID chip to get into Mexico. It's to,
yep.
It's to curb illegal immigration. And whenever they're forcing us to take chips, I think it's time to wake up, Amy.
Seriously. I mean, there's certain jobs that you can't even get unless you get chipped. So, I mean, where does it end? And what's really, the thing that really just kills me is that when you bring it up to people, they just write it off as insane. It's like, no, go look for yourself. Go do the research. Go find out for yourself what I'm talking about. And then, you know, the response is always like, you know, if I'm, like, at a party or hanging out with people, they're like, you know, the rules are you don't talk about politics and you don't talk about religion. But it's like, all right, fine. Can we just throw those rules out the window for, like, 5 seconds? Because right now our country is being taken from us.
Yeah, those, real,
right now,
those rules need to go. I hear that all the time. And you need to reach out when you can. We're going to be back after this with Amy Allen. It is The Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Cartabite is probably the most misunderstood supplement today. Cartabite is packed full of vitamins at cell level to help your whole body function like it used to. Today's diet is lacking in the trace minerals and nutrients our body needs to maintain our good health. Get the toxins and heavy metals out and allow your body to do the job God intended. Made for the heart, Cartabite helps in so many other ways. So order your four-month special of either the capsules or tincture for just $125 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. That toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. Cartavine, circulation for life.
All right, folks, we're back at the Alex Jones Show, and I'm watching a live feed from Bilderberg right now. They have the entire place taped off. They have no trespassing signs. They have private property signs. Alex just got done with another bullhorning session. Hopefully he'll be joining us in the final hour with a call-in. We're going to be taking your calls in about 10, 15 minutes, hopefully on topic. But right now we're talking to Amy Allen, who had her album suppressed by the CIA, folks. Believe it or not, the CIA said, no dice. We can't let you put this album out. God forbid people think for themselves, Amy.
Well, the CIA, they just said that they didn't want me talking about revolution. They didn't want me talking about politics after 9/11. Which I just thought was astounding. But the record label folded right after that, so I don't think I had.
Well, it was definitely from CIA pressure.
Yeah, the whole label went down, you know. I just thought it was karma.
That is karma. You're right. You know, you bow down to these globalist masters of yours, and it's not going to be good for you. That's why, you know, when people, like you said, you know, you're at a party, and everybody's like, oh, man, just shut up. Just have a beer. Play some beer pong. This and that.
Yeah.
It's like, listen, we're not going to be able to do this for much longer if you don't wake up immediately.
Yep.
And figure out that you need to be a part of the local government. You need to be your own media. You need to put this information out. You need to tell your family, because they've been able to destroy this economy in the last, you know, 7 years. The dollar has gone way down. We're below Canadian currency. It's absolutely unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
They've blown up the price of gas. And now, I can't believe it, but they're literally rationing food in New York. You can only buy 3 bags of rice over at BJ's and Sam's Club. You know, I thought I lived in a free country where I could buy as much as I needed.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, what happened to the free market economy we were all promised? It's anything but.
I mean, the apathy is really, I mean, the biggest disease of all. I mean, it's just like people just, it's really unbelievable that people just don't care. They're like Barack Obama, you know? I mean, just, sure, real change, you know? Change. It's like, do you really know what you're voting for? Like, he
change you
voted
can vote for
the Patriot Act. Like, he's voting to take away our freedoms. Like, why are you getting behind this guy? His CFR, like, you know, it's just people.
He's like, a slick talker.
So
he's a slick talker, and this consumerist culture of mall rats, you know, think he's going to save him because he has a slogan called "Change We Can Vote For." Amy, I'm gonna play some of Alex live bullhorning right now. He's bullhorning
awesome.
One of the members. Hold on 1 second.
And it guards the Westfield Marriott Ultramaster vehicle. Well, listen, when your mom and dad die prematurely of cancer, and when half your family has it, because that's their plan, we have their documents, just remember they did it to you. I don't know, it's funny, but it won't be funny. People born who are born in 2000 and after won't live as long as their parents because of these people. They have all the documents on it. Heard about AIDS being engineered? Well, they're not just going to kill the black people.
Well, you're going
after everybody. State Department Memorandum 200. Royal Commission on Population. All of it. You need to learn about it. That's their main agenda in there, getting a world government to kill you and your family. I know it's funny now, but it won't be when you're dying.
Well, there you go. And Alex is educating some of their minions. They just walked away. And it is exciting times when they're forced to put out the list without Jim Tucker getting it. They realize the list is going to be leaked. It is exciting times when they're putting out a press release. And I don't know if you've heard this, but did you hear that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton magically met last night in D.C. when the Bilderberg Conference was kicked off in D.C.?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're all over television yesterday. Barack was on a sit-down interview over on Anderson Cooper 360, talking about how it was going to be the most important decision he's ever made. And, you know, for the last 6 months, I've been saying, look, it's going to be an Obama-Hillary ticket or a Hillary-Obama ticket with John Edwards maybe being the vice president for either if that falls through. But, you know, these are their top two dogs, and I feel like they wanted Hillary Clinton a little bit more, but they'll take, you know, CFR Obama just because he is a slick speaker. People are getting behind him. They are fooled because of his rhetoric. He hasn't said anything. You know, he hasn't said anything. He hasn't said, we're getting out of Iraq. He hasn't said, you know, Homeland Security is out of the picture. He's going to keep the same bureaucracies that have been created by this administration, and he's going to continue this agenda.
And shouldn't we have a president that's loyal to our country? I mean, that just doesn't even seem to be an issue that people aren't even bringing up. It's like, he's not loyal to our country. I mean, even his church says, you know, talked about having loyalty to Africa. It's like, well, shouldn't we just have a president that's loyal to our country? I mean, I don't know, maybe that's crazy, but
I'm thinking maybe a president who believes in the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and wants smaller government and wants oversight and wants checks and balances. I'm thinking Ron Paul.
I'm thinking Ron Paul, too.
Exactly. All right, we're going to take your calls with Amy Allen on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes, myspace.com/Jason Burmes.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Steve Shank, J. Michael Stevens Group. Let's get real. Flour is already being rationed. Prices on food are getting so high, warehouses are installing security systems and guards. You can expect soon to see criminal activity in food. We're all in a foot race as to whether the food will become so expensive we can't afford it, or there will be no food at any price. We can't grow enough of our own food, even with genetically altered trash. It will give you the opportunity to eat perfectly engineered food. They think God didn't get it right, so Monsanto had to step in. If you think it's a little bit crazy to put in a supply of food, it's okay. We won't tell. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. It may be a little bit crazy, but that's okay. Because there is no such thing as a little bit dead.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dur Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now 866-768-7811 or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Dur-Alt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There truly is a war on for your mind right now. Every day you turn on that television, they are pumping disinformation into your brain. They're telling you, buy, 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 pay no attention to the men behind the curtain. Well, the men behind the curtain are being exposed right now at Bilderberg 2008, and it's thanks to people like Alex Jones, who's a personal hero of mine, a good friend. And God bless him, Luke Radowski, and others who are out there. I saw Dave Cahill was out there. He's an amazing musician. Abby from 9/11 Truth in L.A. Just a lot of people showed up this year, and it's great. It forced them to put out a press release. We're talking to Amy Allen, who in her own right is quite the patriot, an amazing singer. She's got the Ron Paul Start a Revolution song. When can people expect new material outside of this Scott and Amy project?
I'm actually recording it. I've written all the songs, so I'm recording it now. I'm in the recording process, so very soon.
Excellent.
In the next couple months or so.
Awesome. All right, let's take some callers, Amy. Let's go to Joe in Chicago because it seems to be on topic. Joe, are you with us?
Hello.
How you doing, Joe?
Doing pretty good, Jason. How's it going?
Good.
Hey, wanted to, before I had a couple questions for Amy, I had one thing that I wanted to tell you is, obviously I'm here in Chicago, you know, Obama country, and I was watching local TV last night. I don't know if it was WGN or WBBM, one of the local stations here, but somebody was asking, well, you know, where's the whole, you know, party for the Obama thing? And they were talking to one of his staff, and he had said that Obama is in Virginia.
Yeah, oh no, it's all over the news. He's in D.C. He met Hillary Clinton last night, supposedly in her D.C. home, on the night that Bilderberg kicked off in Chantilly, Virginia. There's no doubt that members of the conference were there at that meeting. Give me a break, of course.
Yeah, unbelievable. But hey, I'm just very pleased to be able to talk to both of you. Jason, you've got some awesome works. Amy, I don't even have words for you because your music is just awesome. I really have to say.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I just got, it was really funny because I actually got turned on to you, believe it or not, through Infowars.com, if you could believe that. And I watched the video on Ron Paul Revolution. I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, this has got an incredible production. It's got a great hook, incredible synth bass line. I'm like, this is seriously what we need. We need somebody who's got incredible talent that is a celebrity that is able to get, you know, this message out to the people. You know, because, I mean, that's kind of like how I got involved with this. And now if we can only, you know, because of the fact that you had all this information on your MySpace page, I mean, we're getting other people that are getting more interested in this, and it's breaking wide open. And I think that's really great what you're doing and the way that you took a stand against Elektra, you know, and what they were trying to do to you. I think that is just appalling, you know.
Well, thank you. I mean, it is difficult. I mean, as there's not too many artists that are, you know, putting their career on the line to stand up for what they believe in politically. And but it wasn't even the choice, you know, that I had to do it. You know, I was like, I don't even care, you know, if it's not the smartest business move or the best move for my career, people have to know. And if it means that I sell less records, so be it, you know. You know, it's just people have to know because they can't just stand by and let our country get to its knees.
Thank absolutely. You, Joe. Thank you for the call, Joe. Yeah, absolutely. We can't let this nation crumble. And, you know, it's just great that you stepped up to do that, Amy. And, you know, you are going to wake up a lot more people that wouldn't normally be woken up. Again, pop culture is the way. I mean, how many people were brought into 9/11 Truth through Rosie O'Donnell? How many people were brought into 9/11 Truth through Charlie Sheen that would have never, ever, ever taken a look at this information? All right.
Right.
On topic, let's go to Rick in Ohio. Rick, are you with us? No? Did we drop Rick?
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Rick?
Interesting show.
Thanks.
I wanted to bring up something that's on topic, but perhaps something a lot of your listeners haven't thought about. In most respects, I'd have to say I support Ron Paul, like I'm assuming both of you do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening to the last 10 minutes here.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm a real animal lover as well.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who's had a cat or a dog or
I got
any
two
kind
myself.
Of pet. Yeah, and I would imagine most decent people are. And one thing I Googled was the presidential candidates and animal rights. And much to my dismay, what I found was that the three tools in the election at this point, you know, Obama, Hillary, and McCain, actually have either perfect or very good animal rights voting histories.
Well, let me speak to that for a second.
And Ron Paul doesn't.
Well, all right. First of all, I think Ron Paul is not only about human rights, but he's about saving this country first, and that's why maybe animal rights take a secondary nature. Secondly, these globalists love animal rights. Peter Singer, who is a total one-worlder, you know, talks like animals are better than people. And I just don't believe that, man. I'm here to save humanity. I'm sorry, but animals come second. It, you know, I feel like those people, their hearts are in the right place. But we have so many real issues from the Federal Reserve, from the gas prices, to imperialism in the Middle East, to the police state at home, that animal rights is just going to have to take a back seat. I thank you for the call. What do you think, Amy?
I mean, I agree. We have to prioritize. I mean, the fact is that if we don't have you know, if we don't have our country, you know, then if someone else is, you know, if we're going to have a North American Union, if we're all going to be chipped, if, you know, we don't have a right
like
to a
dogs.
Trial. I want to prioritize. I mean, we have to prioritize. It's like, I feel like we're in a state of emergency.
Yeah, absolutely. And we had Jesse Benton on, who is the chair of Ron Paul's campaign. He announced today that they're going to be having something going on in Minneapolis on September 2nd, a Tuesday. And I also mentioned them to you, and they were very well aware of your work. They wanted to thank you, and they're a huge fan of the song. They were telling me they would love to have you go out there. I know you're a busy girl, but I hope that you do get in touch with Ron Paul and Jesse Benton and work something out, because you know you are a strong voice. You're a this is popular culture, and we're trying to bring the youth, the older crowd, everybody together to realize it's code red. This is the time.
Yeah, I would love to. Telling your producer that I'd love if Alex played the Ron Paul song over the bullhorn at the Bilderberg.
Well, I'll call him after the show, and I'll definitely, maybe we can get that live on the We Are Change feed. By the way, wearechange.org has a live video and audio feed of Bilderberg right now. There's about 15 or 20 people around Alex, Matt Lepasic, Luke Radowski, Aaron Dykes, writer for Jones Report, just a ton of awake people. It's so good to see. All right, let's jump to yet another caller. Let's go to Corey in California. Corey, are you with us?
Hey, hello.
How you doing, man?
This is Rick in Ohio. I think you got our name switched around there.
Oh, okay, all right.
Okay, but on his call, I need to address, he mentioned the animal rights and the voting. Okay, First off, let me try to explain something to him, if I can do it well.
Mm-hmm.
This is like PETA. The PETA people,
sure.
The environmentalist people,
mm-hmm.
A lot of people get involved in this because it sounds good. It sounds like you're going to help the animals. You're going to help the environmentalists. But all it really gets down to is the CFR-funded front groups is all they are. They're trying to enlist you as a useful idiot to support further restrictive legislation against you, the people. And that's the reason Ron Paul doesn't vote for these scams, because he knows a scam when he sees one.
Well, did you see the website that ABC, we did a story about this last week, ABC linked to this quote-unquote child's website called PlanetSlayer.com, and it was all about your carbon footprint. They're getting ready to tax you for breathing, how much gas you use, how many cars you own, how much energy you use. They're going to actually tax that. And they were saying that your carbon footprint was less than that of a pig. The pig deserved to live. And they literally showed a small baby pig and a big pig and how much their carbon footprint was. And they said by the time that you had used your carbon footprint up, you'd be a whopping 14 months old, and there was a pool of blood in the middle. They quickly pulled that website. But, we know what the agenda is. It's more control. It's another tax. And it's absolutely ridiculous. Al Gore is not your friend either, folks. I thank you for the call. Let's see if we can get Corey in California. Is he on the line? Corey? No? All right. How about Frank in Ohio?
Yeah.
Oh, Corey. We got Corey. All right, Corey, what's your question?
Hey, what's up, Jason? I was Googling Bilderberg last night.
Mm-hmm.
And then I come up on a Bilderberg press release.
Yeah, we've read it on air today.
Can you believe that? I mean, no. I was in shock.
Shock, too, this morning when I actually got into it. I actually went and did a Google search of the past 24 hours on stories on Bilderberg. Someone had emailed me the press release, but the list was already out. And, they're just announcing it. We're your global masters. You don't deserve to know what's going on. It's going to be a private meeting. No thank you, press. You're already on the inside, so we'll tell you what to write.
Has anyone called this number?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people have called the number.
Stephen Lee or whoever is putting this out?
It's the American Friends of Bilderberg. It's actually an organization that I just learned about. Aaron Dykes enlightened me on it last week. I didn't think that Bilderberg had any friends outside the organization.
Well, they're not my friend, that's for sure.
Yeah, American Friends of Bilderberg. It's all part of the language and the nomenclature. They want to make you think that America supports Bilderberg when the vast majority don't even know what it is. Amy, what are some solutions? I mean, obviously we've been talking about, bringing it up at parties and trying to get into the popular culture, but what else can we do?
Well, the way I look at it is, when I got really deep into, into my research and just pretty much just completely immersed myself in just research and study and everything that, like Alex would say, he always says, go, if you don't believe me, go research it, go find it out, go look at the documents. And I did that, and I really got into it. And what I found was, I couldn't sleep ever, because I was just so upset and distressed about everything.
Mm-hmm.
But what I realized was is it's truly a spiritual battle. It's not just a political battle. I feel that it is the spiritual battle. So, what we can do is do what I believe, what God created us to do. So if you're a good writer, blog, write a book. If God made you a good speaker, speak the truth, speak to people. If you're a good organizer, organize. If you're a politician or, run for office, you sing, write a song. But we all have to play our role. We all have to do what we have, what God made us do, or, you know, created us to do. And that's, and if we all do our parts, you know, we can turn this around, you know?
Absolutely. And, you know, each of us have great power from within. And we just need to harness that power. We have to say, you know what, I've had enough. What can I contribute? And, you know, that's why I make documentary films. That's why I blog about the subject. That's why I do this radio show. It's because we have to reach these people by any means necessary. And I don't see anybody in the so-called establishment setting up stepping up and saying these things. You know, we had a couple people kind of hinting at the truth. You know, Dennis Kucinich isn't all that bad. And I liked what Mike Gravel had to say 90% of the time. But they're not out there every day, you know, trying to get this to the masses. And that's what we need. We need more and more people to say, all right, it's time to step up. It's time to share this information. It's time to take our country back. And I hope that Ron Paul has that March on Washington he talked about some months ago. Hopefully the next time we have Jesse Benton on, we can...
And it's time to not be to stop the brainwashing of it's, you know, not cool to talk about it. Like, it is cool, you know, and it is cool to talk about it. It's cool to talk about politics and what's going on in the mainstream media and the fact that they're completely, they're not reporting, you know, they're rooting.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And you know what? You're right. It's time to make it cool again to be informed.
Yes.
You know, it shouldn't be the time that everybody goes and reads the tabloid rags about Britney Spears and how she's gained 20 pounds and she's on five different medications and shaved her head. I don't care. It means nothing to my life. You know, Paris Hilton's latest sex tape, yeah, it's great for a laugh. But other than that, I don't know why it's on every single network. You know, Jesse Ventura made a great point. When Anna Nicole Smith died, who cares? Okay, she was a reality TV star after she was a train wreck and a Playboy model. It doesn't affect my life. But most people don't even know. I would say most people couldn't pick out five names on this Bilderberg list when a lot of them are part of the U.S. administration. You know, a lot of them have been making decisions like Henry Kissinger for almost half a decade or half a century. I mean, that's scary to me.
It's totally scary. And what's you know, when I put out this song, there's so much support for the song. There was so much love, and I was actually astonished at the support. It was on, like, the front page of Dig, you know, several times, and Dig would pull it.
Well, they got the Berry Brigade there. How dare you tell the truth on Dig? They actually, the funny thing about that is the guy from Dig joked about how he went to Bohemian Grove with his dad, I think, last year. That's on YouTube. It's just like, yeah, you know, I go to these elitist meetings, and we're going to bury your stories, and we're going to act like PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com are The Onion, and they're not real.
Right.
You know, it's absolutely ludicrous, but we just got to keep, you know, pressing and using the mainstream against itself, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. And what I was going to say is that I was getting, you know, some of the negative comments, or not negative, but some of the posts were, would say things like, oh, come on, Amy, you know, has the Patriot Act really affected you personally? And it would just make me so mad because the Patriot Act has so much affected me personally that I can't even, you know, I can't even tell you. But basically, went down to my bank, and because of the Patriot Act, I couldn't get an ATM card. Literally, they said, due to the Patriot Act, I cannot give you my strip on my card is broke. And it wasn't working. So I was like, well, I need to get, you know, an ATM card with a symbol like MasterCard Visa.
Mm-hmm.
And there was all this drama. And they're like, you know what? Because you don't do this, 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 and this, and this. There's like a list of five things. You could be a potential terrorist. So we can't issue you another one.
Well, I imagine you also fly pretty frequently. And the hoops you have to jump through at the airport to get on a plane are just absolutely ludicrous.
Yeah.
No water bottles? Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, the terrorists are going to use liquid bombs to blow us all up. Give me a break. The only time they ever get weapons through, there's a drill. I had a good buddy of mine. He was in the military. He got out right before 9/11. He didn't end up having to go overseas, but he went into security over at LaGuardia Airport. He was in the TSA, worked there for like 5 years, and he would tell me how it works. He's like, look, in the last 5 years I worked here, we never had one real terrorist threat. He's like, every time that weapons or quote-unquote explosive materials were snuck in, it was part of a drill, they would bring it in piece by piece, and they would run teams and squads against different checkpoints and areas. And he was telling me how they could get him in. But not one real terrorist threat in one of the biggest airports in the world, yet he would say every 3 to 6 months they'd run one of these drills, Amy.
Mm.
Pretty shocking stuff.
Yeah.
We got one final segment coming up with you, Amy. Is there any other message that you want to get out there? You want to talk to the people? You want to let people know where they can find, you know, Amy Allen stuff?
Well, they can, once again, name spelled A-I-M-E-E-A-L-L-E-N. They can go to my MySpace, myspace.com/AmyAllen. I have a radio show every Sunday on Indy 103.1 FM in Los Angeles, Suicide Girls Radio. We talk a lot about the issues. On the 22nd, June 22nd, we're having a debate, a global warming debate, where I call it the swindle and a farce and a lie. And
well,
we've got some UCLA panelists that are, you know.
Hold right there. It's Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, The Alex Jones Show. Final segment up next.
If you're an adult male, you need to listen to this information. By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. In the past, many men have turned to saw palmetto to support prostate health. But now, there's something much better. It's called Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. In fact, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same benefits of one dose of Beta Prostate. It's guaranteed to provide noticeable support, even if you're already having prostate-related health issues. Now you can get Roger Mason's Beta Prostate formula through this special offer. And if you call now, you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Feel a difference or your money back. Here's how to order.
Call now to order Beta Prostate. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Support your prostate with safe, all-natural ingredients. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
No dark sarcasm in the classroom. They do need to leave those kids alone, man, because they're brainwashing them every day. This is the final segment of the Alex Jones Show. And Alex will be back with you on Monday. I know you guys have put up with me most of the week. But you can check out the refeed of this broadcast over at Infowars.com. We're going to be replaying all 4 hours, some powerful stuff. We had Jesse Benton on. Of course, this conversation with Amy Allen has been extraordinary. Alex has checked in several times from Bilderberg. We have Luke Radowski, Rob Jacobson. We had Philly 9/11 Truth, just another power-packed show. And in the beginning of the first hour, we went over, I'd say, about 25 to 30 of the members that are at the Bilderberg Conference as we speak, deciding our fate. And we went over the press release, the first press release ever. Good, they can read over the press release while they listen to the iPods we bought them. That's just wonderful. Amy, you have a show over in L.A. You're putting out a new album independently. Can we expect you on tour anytime soon? Are you going to be traveling around, performing?
Yeah, after I record the album, I'm going to, of course, yeah, I'm going to be touring at a city near you. And you know, shining my light, just speaking the truth wherever I can, on the radio show, in my blogs, in my music. You know, I find that, you know, I literally, just the being inundated with the lies in the mainstream media, and just when I watched what they did to Ron Paul, mm-hmm. and just not cover him at all, it literally devastated me to the point where I had to just really, you know, attach myself to the real freedom that I was searching for, which is God, you know, the real freedom, the true freedom that I have found. And I had to turn off my TV. I had to stop watching the news because it was killing me. Like, it was just killing me. So I can get it out there. I can release, you know, what has happened and what is happening not only to America, but spiritually to the world, you know, through my music. And that's my assignment.
Well, you're one of the most well-rounded, well-educated guests we've ever had on this show, especially if you're going to be throwing a debate up on the 22nd, rebuking the global warming line. No one's saying that, you know, climate doesn't change, the earth doesn't go through cycles, but they're trying to say that we've destroyed the ozone layer and now we have to pay for it, literally pay for it. We literally have to pay for it. We're going to have to pay for the air we breathe, the house we live in, the cars we own, and it's going to be carbon credits. I'm so glad Al Gore is out there for the other side with Leo DiCaprio and all these celebrities telling us about, you know, another global Armageddon.
Yeah, the people are the cause of all of our problems.
Of course, yeah, people have to go. You know, they don't like the fact that there's 6.5 billion of us. They'd rather cut that number down quite significantly. And I want you to think about that, folks. 6.5 billion people. Now, some people have discussed, you know, they want 0.5 billion as the population, you know, maybe even 1 billion. Are you going to be lucky enough to be the 1 out of 6? Probably not. You know, and if you are lucky enough to be the 1 out of 6, who says that you're not going to be in their little FEMA camps that Halliburton built for them? You know, and
right.
Then they move their company to Dubai. So, you know, it's gone well beyond the pale. Have you by chance seen that? I know the Flobots are pretty popular right now. They're all over. Have you seen their music video yet?
No.
Oh, man, you really have. We had them on a couple weeks ago just because I came across the music video and I showed it to Alex. Had them on for an hour, but it shows people are waking up. It's total anti-police state stuff. I want people to check out Amy Allen. That's A-I-M-E-E Allen. And she's got a MySpace, a website, and a radio show. Amy, any last words?
God bless America, and thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for being with us. She's been an awesome guest, and this has been just a great week for me. Remember, the refeed's over at Infowars.com. The Money Bomb, 240 grand, folks. We're going to try to make it 250. Keep it open this weekend. Please support us. Please support Alex Jones. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We'll see you on Monday.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved Republic.